In a matter of 3 weeks, 49 detainees at an immigration center in Batavia tested positive for the novel coronavirus. WXXI's Noel Evans spoke with a detainee who has COVID-19.
Christian Diaz-Arvelo said he first heard he had COVID-19 when a guard at the Buffalo Federal Detention Facility told him he was moving to another unit within the center.
Not even the doctors come. Just that one of the officers came, oh, you're going to move to a unit? I asked him why. Oh, you came out positive. That's all the thing they say.
Arvelo is speaking into a cell phone that's inside of a plastic bag. He's 35. He has asthma and high blood pressure. But even though his underlying health conditions could qualify him for humanitarian release, he's not getting out. In April, he lost his case for humanitarian parole because he has a criminal record. He's being held in mandatory detention, which he says is like a life sentence. He doesn't know how long he'll be detained. Since mid-March, the American Civil Liberties Union has sued U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement multiple times for the release of detainees in civil detention across the country. ICE says it's determining alternatives to detention on a case-by-case basis for detainees deemed to be at a higher risk for severe illness as a result of COVID-19. There are currently just under 300 detainees in ICE custody at the center in Batavia, which can hold up to 650 detainees, if you include 32 solitary housing units. In early April, that number was around 400. Tricia Woodward is a registered nurse and an infection preventionist with Rochester Regional Health. While she couldn't directly speak to the situation at the detention center, she says that the novel coronavirus is easily transmitted through person-to-person contact.
You have to be within 6 feet, less than 6 feet, of an infected person to be at a higher risk and have some sort of potential exposure to that person.
Before he tested positive for the virus, Arvelo was in the B2 unit, which is an open dormitory. He says about 40 to 50 others were with him. People sleep in bunk beds grouped in fours. Showers are communal. Outside, a tiny recreational space surrounded by a barbed wire fence behind a basketball hoop. No net, with a patch of sky above. This unit is where immigration lawyers say the outbreak started. As of late April, 49 detainees tested positive for the virus in Batavia, and that number has remained steady. When his test came back positive, Arvelo was taken to another open dormitory with six others who had contracted the virus. As more people tested positive, more people were sent to the dorm. Arvelo says there are 20 people with him, each sleeping in a separate bunk unit that usually holds up to four people. He says people's symptoms have ranged from mild to severe enough to be taken to hospital for chest x-rays. At one point, he says two people seem like they might die. ICE has reported no deaths at the facility. Since he's gotten sick, Arvelo's spoken to his family, who live in the U.S. He and his wife have decided not to tell his three daughters that he has COVID-19. He says he's worried about them. His daughter has asthma, like her father. He says he's also concerned for those in detention who could be released.
A lot of people in here, they don't have criminal record. And they doing time here. I know a kid that was here, he came to this system when he was 16 years old. Now he's 21. Everything he did was cross the border.
Noel Evans, WXXI News.